Thank you. Yes, indeed. It is a little bit of the good stuff today. Mike and Kim Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to schedule a trip to the Valentine area and visit Cherry County. Check out 50 things to do. Now, you're probably not going to have time to do all 50 of them. A trip down the National Scenic River, out at Merritt Reservoir, the home of the Nebraska Star Party, or whatever it might be. Plan a trip to Valentine in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these kind of credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News. It's available every week, or you can go to tsln.com. Get your subscription coming today.
Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Indeed.
Something that was sent in a while back from Dave Penn. This kind of makes you stop and think about things here a little bit. A few years ago, at the Seattle Special Olympics, 9 contestants, all physically or mentally disabled, assembled at the starting line for the 100-yard dash. At the gun, they all started out, not exactly in a dash, but with a relish to run the race to the finish and win. All that is, except one little boy who stumbled on the asphalt, tumbled over a couple of times, and then began to cry. The other 8 heard the boy cry. They slowed down and looked back. Then they all turned around and went back, every one of them. One girl with Down syndrome bent down and kissed him and said, "This will make it better." Then all 9 linked arms and walked together to the finish line. Everyone in the stadium stood, and the cheering went on for several minutes. People who were there are still telling the story. Why? Because deep down, we know this one thing. What matters in this life is more than winning for ourselves. What matters in this life is helping others win, even if it means slowing down and changing our course. A little reality check there, sent in from Dave Penn.
Well, speaking of a little educational piece, here's some definitions. The definition of an adult: a person who has stopped growing at both ends and is now growing in the middle. Oh, I don't know if I like that. Beauty parlor: a place where women curl up and die. Now, of course, that's D-Y-E.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay. Chickens, the only animals you eat before they are born and after they are dead.
That's true. I heard the other day somebody said they went on Amazon and they ordered chicken and an egg, and then they'll let us know
which one comes first.
Yeah.
Okay, back to serious definitions. Now, you're just being silly. Yeah, I've got serious stuff here. Committee, a body that keeps minutes and wastes hours.
Ooh, that can be true.
Yeah. Dust, it's the mud with the juice squeezed out. I like that. That's like a little kid observation, I think. Egotist, someone who is usually knee-deep in conversation. Nice play on words. Handkerchief, cold storage.
Ouch.
Inflation, cutting money in half without damaging the paper. Ooh. Mosquito, an insect that makes you like flies better. Yeah, that is for sure. And raisin, a grape with a sunburn. Those are just some definitions here as we get school started in so many areas across our region. Ready for a good letter?
Sure.
All right. Dearest Dad, I'm coming home to get married soon, so get your checkbook out. I'm in love with a boy who is far away from me. As you know, here I am in Australia, and he lives in Scotland. We met on a dating website, became friends on Facebook, had long chats on WhatsApp. He proposed to me on Skype, and now we've had 2 months of a relationship through Viber. My beloved and favorite Dad, I need your blessing, good wishes, and a really big wedding. Lots of love and thanks, your favorite daughter, Lily. Now, ready for Dad's response?
Oh, yeah, here it goes.
I bet he thought a minute on this. My dear Lily, like, wow, really, cool, whatever. I suggest you two get married on Twitter, have fun on Tango, buy your kids on Amazon, and pay for it all through PenPal. And when you get fed up with this new husband, sell him on eBay. Love, your Dad.
Well, Kim, you've been featuring some of these funniest signs in the USA, and I thought maybe I'd share a couple of them here at the end of the program today. Seen in the window of a Kentucky appliance store: don't kill your wife, let our washing machine do the dirty work. And in a Tacoma, Washington men's clothing store: 15 men's wool suits, $10. They won't last an hour. Hey, thanks for tuning in to this great radio station for the good stuff.